Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. He sits between the cherubim, exalted above all nations. Oh, we praise your grace and awesome name, for you are holy, mighty King, lover of justice, the incomparable, our high priest, our champion, firstborn of the Most High God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, O God. We bless your name for who you are. We exalt you, O God. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow before his feet, for he is holy. Oh, shout with joy to the Lord our God. Worship him with gladness, for the Lord is King, King of all the earth. Ah, we praise your name, O God. We praise your name, Father. And if you've got breath on the inside of you, I need you to stand on your feet and shout with a hand of worship and bless the Lord of all. Bless the mighty King of glory. Oh, we bless your name, we bless your name, God. We give you all the praise for who you are. We magnify your name, Jehovah, Elohim, Shalom, Sabaoth. Your throne, O God, and just forever and ever. You rule with a scepter of justice. Continue to reign, my King. Your wisdom is unsearchable, O God. Your understanding, O God, is beyond comprehension. Oh, reign, my King, reign, my King. Manu Shekiba Kutanei.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and we greet you today with peace and with love. We are broadcasting live at High Praise Cathedral right here in Inkster, Michigan, pastored by Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton, which is the parents. They're the parents of gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton. And we just thank God for their ministry on today. We want to welcome all of you that are listening in all over the world, to all of Africa that's listening in right now. We just want to say God bless you. To all of you that are listening in the United States of America here, in the states and the cities, God bless you. Those that's in Italy, those that's in UK, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, wherever you tuned in on today, the UK, wherever you tuned in, all over the world, we just want to say God bless you on this morning. We have communion that's going to be going on. You're going to hear live. You're going to hear some the word of God going forth on this morning by a guest speaker. And we just thank God for you all that are listening in. Once again, we just want you to just sit back, enjoy, be blessed of a service on today. And once again, we just thank God for all of you that are listening in, and just know that God loves you and the Angel of Melody loves you too. We're going to take you live into the sanctuary right now.
Dear friend, from Silly Company. Silly Company. Don't mean that it's chilly there. It's just the name of the place. Amen. My wife has grown up in the church with her parents, with his parents. And I met her in that church. She was fortunate that I stopped by one time and lived in there. She was just praising the Lord. And I happened to stop at her one time, and she was fortunate. I was already pastor, Sister Pam. She was fortunate that I found her. I found her. So the Bible says, he didn't find her, the wife found a good thing. Point your finger and say, you were fortunate. She ain't looking up. She's going to keep looking down. I want her to say, praise the Lord. She's saying, praise the Lord now. Praise the Lord. Somebody from a radio station met her in a place of business yesterday and was talking about history in the back of the radio announcer's broadcasting. She says, you're talking to the wrong one. My husband out there in that car. He's a historian. He knows everything that happened because of music, broadcast. I came up there, and she came up there and spoke to me, and I started telling her stuff. She said, your wife was right. He's talking about broadcast. She said, who's this star, this little kid that started out back in the 40s? I said, that's Sugar Child Robinson. And a lot of y'all don't know about no Sugar Child Robinson. And I know Chris don't know, she wasn't even born. Well, y'all knew him after y'all got here. Y'all knew Sugar Child Robinson? But you wasn't here when he was born. I knew what I was talking about. Sugar Child Robinson was in 1944. She was born to 1950. And Chris was about 53. So if they knew him, they knew him by after they got here. But what I'm saying, my concern about Sugar Child Robinson was, why wasn't he one of those young talents that excelled like Stevie Wonder? Because Stevie Wonder started as a kid. Sugar Child Robinson was born before Stevie Wonder. He should have been already in the ranks. I said to my wife, I said, that's the problem when you're not exposed. All that talent, he was so talented till WJLB back in 1944 told us to, as children, I was in the elementary school around the corner and said, boys and girls, turn your radios on tonight at 8 p.m. Sugar Child Robinson will be playing the piano. And we listened to it. It was a popular tune at the time. It was called Boogie Woogie. Y'all don't know nothing about that tune. But that's what Sugar Child Robinson did. He said, you were there, you were around, you know. The sex used to be, let me tell y'all something funny. Mama, you gotta hear this. I play guitar in church. Hold on. Y'all got it now. Listen. The saints be singing a song. He don't come out here, and I was on the guitar. I said, they didn't know what I was playing. They was shouting, Cannon. Somebody whispered to the pastor, say, somebody go up there and whisper, say, Ella Hayes, he said, yeah, Brother Haddon playing the blues. And at the church, I'll be wrapping up my guitar and say, Ella Hayes, say, Brother Haddon, come here. I come in and say, they tell me you was playing the blues in the church. I said, no, I was just sitting with the song, Ella. I was playing the blues, I just know that thing. He said, I don't play that no more in this church. I said, yes, sir. But you know what? Before it was over, he's the one said, the Lord said I was the next pastor. After he had straightened me out time or two, next pastor. Amen. Sometimes the worst kids in the church could be the leaders in the mall, sir. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when I talk to my mother-in-law about my wife, the Lord turned her life around. Because she was a little mischievous girl on the north end, too. So what God did is put two mischievous people together. And then made us legal. There's Melinda Robinson in the house. She'll tell you. What God did, big brothers, put two mischievous people together and made them leaders in the church. So you never turn your back on mischievous children. Sometimes they can be the leaders. Amen. I was the only kid in the church back in the day that defied the rules and went skating. Yeah, I was skating back when they said no skating. I was out there every Thursday night. But at the end, I say, come here, let me lay hands on you the next week. Praise the Lord, amen. But they said, it's a sin for you to wear a comb in your hair. I was wearing it. I had the waves and everything, like like Jackie Wilson and all of them. I had the waves. And then I had a soft. I heard something. They made an article in the new in the school newspaper. They said, "Have you seen Clarence Haddon's latest hairdo?" I wish someone was allowed to see my hairdo now. Mess around with that stuff and burnt my hair out. Praise the Lord. God is good, though. Being saved is being saved. You don't have to be tried like you're in a cemetery. That's why y'all need to put your hands together and magnify the Lord right now. Give the Lord some praise. Before I receive the offering, I want to thank you all for two things. Thank you for coming to celebrate last Monday evening, my 73rd birthday. Thank you so much. Everybody that was there, I appreciate you being there. Some of y'all probably was working and couldn't make it, but you've been. Some of y'all been eaves and cards in my hand, although you couldn't be there. I thank the Lord for that. I want to tell Pam, you gave me my card, and I lost it. I don't know, I can't find it. I was looking for it. Was it a check in there? Was it some money? Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. I can't find it, Pam. I gotta find it. Y'all find a card that's kind of rose looking? That's mine. Don't just spend a dime. It's mine. All right? Now, tithe and offering is the order of God. Amen? And we do it out of obedience. And our deacons are coming down because they want to join me in receiving the tithes and offering. And I made sure I brought mine. I just finished preaching at the Detroit church, but I brought mine because I want to obey the Lord. How many of y'all believe God is a liar? How many of y'all believe God cannot lie? God said this. This is what he said. And Providence Hatton will join me in that. God said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse and said, I will then open up the windows of heaven for your blessings that there shall not be room enough. Everybody say room enough. That means we'll have more than enough. More than enough. How many of y'all want to get to the place where you got more than enough? All your bills are paid, everything is on, and you still got more. That's what I want. And God will give you all kind of ideas. By the way, saints, y'all keep praying. I just got a call. We may be breaking ground to build that senior citizen home over there. God's getting ready to break. Come, let us break ground over there. I say, God's getting ready to do it. Somebody have to give God a praise. I say, y'all, we say you till it's all in place. I like to tell about God what God's going to do. Ain't nobody can stop God. Amen. If we could have been stopped, we wouldn't have been here 18 years now. We would have been stopped. They tried to stop us over 30 years ago. We were not even in here. But we were already covered. The assurance. Somebody said, blessed assurance. Blessed assurance is what we walk in here at High Praise. Everybody that believed God that he will not lie, and have faith and confidence in his word, get your tithing in your hand. And we want you to believe God along with me for the overflow, more than enough. I thank God for blessing us through these times of our life. It has not been easy. I need a pen. You got a pen, honey? That makes me want to worship. Sister Haddon said to me the other day, say, honey, you need to go ahead on and do your CD. She said, you need to do your CD, man. She said, your voice is still young. You still can do what you need to do and bless the people of God. I said, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that. It's going to be a night with the bishop. And I'm going to just do all my songs. All my songs. She told me to do it. Marvin Sapp's wife told him to do that song. Never gonna leave that. She said, that's the song, Marvin. Do that song. If you sing that song, Marvin, it'll bless the people. It wasn't even on this repertoire to say. But she told him, you need to sing that song. He sang that song, and that song has sold millions. I believe he's a millionaire because of that song. His wife told him to do that, and then she died. And he started saying, never gonna be. So I don't know why Sister Hadn't telling me to do this, but I sure would like to say, become a millionaire. I would, man. I want to live. She don't want to live after she tells me that. She don't want to die. The woman don't want to die. Amen. Amen. So let me hear it by what your tithe. That believe God and trust the Lord for his word. Believe he cannot lie. Get your tithe in your hand. God has made it. Let us make it to another month. This is September. I believe it's the 3rd. Hear me here, my Father, we thank you today for this opportunity you've afforded to us to come with the tithe and the offering. That we might have an opportunity to walk in the overflow. Bless us, O God, as we obey you to walk in the overflow. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All tithers, light up in the offering. All tithers. Just the tithers, not the offering. Just the tithers. I'm Never could have made it. Never would have made it without you. Oh, open time. Place the wall. Redirection from the rear. Redirection from the rear. Under ushers. Come on. Redirected out. Coming from all over the sanctuary. Church at Corinth to institute unto them that Jesus had already did the feast of the Passover, which was one of the last observations he did before he paid the price of sin for us. So Jesus rose from the table, took the bread, and he broke it. And they said, this is my body which is broken for you. As often as ye partake of this bread, you do show for my so forth my death and suffering till I come. And the Bible said, likewise, he took the cup. I said, this is the cup of the New Testament. This is my blood. As often you receive of this cup, you do show forth my death and suffering until I come. And he said, this do in remembrance of me. But then the latter part of that same text says, but it says, however, let a man examine himself. Take a look and see how you are in relationship to this table, because it should never be disrespected. This table should never be disrespected. The only one that have rights to this table are those who are duly transformed from saints to from sinners to saints. Transformed. Everybody's had to transform. How do we become transformed? Jesus said in St. John 3:5-6, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot." That cannot mean many things. You're limited. So if you have been born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot partake on. Let me say this: you should not. Because I don't care how many times I bring this to the remembrance of people, there's someone that always violates it. But you're on your own when you violate it. If you violate it, you're on your own. I don't have to do. I warned you. You know when you see certain formulas in the medical field that have a skull and crossbones, that's a warning. I just gave y'all a skull and crossbones, and they come to this table. You don't fool with this table if you're not processed. Except it may be born of water and of spirit. You've been baptized, but if you have not been given the Holy Ghost, that's just part. You have to have them both. What do you have to have? Both. If you haven't had both, don't bother this table, please. Because the Bible said, because people refuse to respect this table, he said, for this cause, many are sickly. When you start messing with this table, you open yourself up to become sickly. Sickly. And then he goes one step further and says, and many sleep. Transform that word sleep. And it comes to D-E-A-T-H. Death. You die. When you violate this table, you could die. You become sickly, and you can die. I remember one time one of the old saints back in the day was walking around the corner. Our church was around the corner back in the day, and she was walking with me, and she said, "You know what, Bernard?" She always called me Bernard because she knew my mother. She grew up with my mother. She said, "You know what, Bernard? I believe the reason why my legs is hurting all the time, and I can't hardly walk because I took communion out of order." That's what that old mother told me. She said, "I took communion out of order. That's why I can't. My legs hurt me all the time. I can't really walk." And she remembered why her legs hurt. She was sickly because she observed, she violated the table. Look at your name as a neighbor. I may not know who you are, and I may know who you are, but for whatever you do, don't violate this table. So now examine yourself. He says, after you examine yourself, then he says, so let them eat of this bread and drink of this cup. So now I leave you point to examine yourself. I don't need you to come say, "Brothers and sisters, I'm just here tonight to let you know I was wrong because I went to the Motor City Casino and I gambled all night last night." He didn't ask you to openly tell us that. "Brothers and sisters, I just want to tell y'all I've been fornicating all over town." We don't need you to tell us that. But we need you to examine yourself, because if you've been to the casino, and if you haven't been fornicating, you need to examine yourself. And ask the Lord to forgive you before you take up this table. Why? Because I'm biblically right and ecclesiastically correct. Because 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says, if we sin and confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And if he said he had not sinned, we make him a liar. Am I the word? If we say we haven't sinned, you make God a liar and the truth ain't in you. Because all of us in here is guilty. I'm not afraid to say it. If you can't say it, then you're just a hypocrite. All of us are guilty. All have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. But thank God, God has made you his what? Righteousness. He's made you his righteousness. It's all now because you're his righteousness. You have this time to confess your righteousness. As I get ready to pray, you examine yourself and you find yourself not worthy of this table. You can stand by your seat. Let's cut it short and not worry about what people think. Stand by your seat if you have not, if you know you're not worthy of this table, and let me pray that God forgive you. Whatever it is. Don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm standing with my wife right now. I'm standing. Because I'm the righteousness of God who is always encountering temptation. Not my will. Because Paul said the things that I should have done, I didn't do. And the things that I shouldn't have done, I did. Then he says, oh, wretched man that I am. This is coming from Apostle Paul, y'all. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? Because the wages of sin is. So let us pray. Oh, precious God, our Father, we come now thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you for your grace. When you could have judged us, you forgave us. When we were where we should not have been, you blessed us instead. You brought us to where we are now. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we've already come. You brought us, Lord. Having therefore obtained help from God, we continue until this day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank God. Amen and amen. But as you line up now, quickly. Still have to hear the word. You pick up your Holy Communion, go back to your seats and wait for further instructions. Prophetess will reveal the table. From the front. Fold it back from the front to the back. Thank you. Come now. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Oh, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Oh, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God. from God. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes my soul. Oh, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Oh, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Oh, thank God for the blood. 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 Thank God.
Sister having her hand is up here.
Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white
as snow.
Forgive us. Forgive us of sin. Sins of omission, sins of commission, sins we know, sins we do not know. This we ask in the name of Jesus, Christ our Lord. Make us worthy. In Jesus' name. Now expose the body, which is the bread. That night Jesus took the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as ye eat of this bread, you do show forth my death and suffering until I come." And he said, "This do in remembrance of me." Let us now receive of the body of our Lord. Come now. Saints from Detroit are coming in to receive of the body. Come straight on down. I announced in Detroit that I would be giving it out here because we didn't do it in Detroit. And I told them that if they make it to here, we'd give it to them. And I would not deny them now. Expose the body, saints. Waiting for Detroit to expose that body, receive of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We continue on. He said, "Likewise, he took the cup and said, 'This is my blood. This is the cup of the New Testament. As often as ye drink of this cup, You do show forth my death and my suffering until I come. And he said to them, this do in remembrance of me. Let us now receive of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This do in remembrance of me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, I know it was the blood. Know it was the blood. Know it was the blood for me.
I'm You guys stand when I come in sometimes, and sometimes you don't stand at all.
I said, but that's not our honor, because the Bible said it would be that way. They honored Jesus some places, and in some places they didn't honor him. And Jesus had to literally say, I can't do no great thing here. I got to get out of here. Oh, it's a prophet without honor in his own country. So I said, I don't get upset when y'all don't stand when I come here in Detroit sometime. I don't get upset because I recognize that's just the way it is. Didn't I say that? And then while I was talking, everybody stood. I said, oh, you don't have to do it now because I said it. And I'm telling y'all, you're supposed to stand when your bishop comes in. You may not get to go, you're supposed to stand. If I come into your presence, the ecclesiastical law is you're supposed to stand because of the labor that I have done over the years. Calls for honor. If the president, Barack Obama walked in there right now, but if the man of God, especially one that you grew up around, you just pay him no mind. But if Barack Obama went back to Illinois where he grew up right now, when that last airplane hit their runway and he hit off that airplane, everybody said, that's the president. Oh. But how is it? And I'm not trying to tell y'all this, but why is it that Jesus said a prophet without honor in his own country? I grew up in Easton. I went to kindergarten in Easton, graduated high school in Easton, but guarantee you, no matter where I go, where I preach, you won't get nobody to stand. Just like that. They did Jesus like that. So I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I'm just going to preach till I die. And do what I'm supposed to do and get my crown when I get to glory. I want to be so when I hit the streets of glory that all the angels say, here comes Bishop Harris. Because thousands of souls got saved when he preached. And I want Jesus to order the trumpet players to play. Here comes Bishop Harris. That's what I want the Lord to do. If y'all don't do nothing, I don't care. Just want to get to heaven and get it. Amen. Give y'all praise and will. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Diocesan of the Second Episcopal District of the Pentecostal Outpour Fellowship of Churches Worldwide, the Honorable Bishop Larry Hardell.
Amen. Let's just put our hands together and just tell the Lord thank you. Come on, let's just give him a praise offering in this place, right? For he's ready to be praised. He's ready to be lifted up. Gracious Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, for our great leaders, O God, Bishop Hatton and his beautiful wife, O God, Prophetess Hatton. We thank you, O God, for the men and women of God. We thank you, O God, for recognition of your son Jesus Christ's death and his resurrection. And we thank you, O God, for his power, O God, that we walk in your authority, O God. We walk in your word, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask you to look over your speaker right now. Speak to me, through me, O God, and give to your people, O God, in your son Jesus Christ's holy name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I honor the house.
Thank God
for our God, his son Jesus Christ, that died on Mount Calvary's cross for the sins of this world. I honor my prelate, Bishop Hatton, awesome man of God. And to the National Supervisor of Women, Prophet Joyce Hatton. Our beautiful bishop, your bishop to all of God's house. I'm going to speak to you this afternoon. And my subject is Damascus. I'm going to be talking about Paul, about on his way to Damascus, and I'm talking about Damascus experience. And I believe that all of us have experienced that how the devil has went out of his way to attack the church. Do I have any witnesses in here? You know, I like to teach. But then also I like to preach. So I like to start off teaching because I think we need to know what God is saying to the church because the church is under persecution and the devil, Bishop Hatton, has went outside his boundary to personal attack the church. Those that have been identified by Jesus Christ, those that wear his mark and his scars that he did for us according to Isaiah, he says, you know, He took on those wounds. He took on those stripes that we may be healed and that we may be delivered. We are those sheep that's out there in the pasture that we are counted. And guess what? We might be sheep. The devil might think we're dumb, but we're smart in Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to be coming out of, and I won't be before you real long, but I'm be coming out of, and I'm trying not to get nervous, but I'm going to talk about Paul's experience. And 12 bullet points that I want to cover real quick in the time I'm standing up before you. One is the temptation and the return to Galilee. Also, Jesus traveled, his first travels, his travel through Samaria. Jesus arrives in Galilee and moves to Capernaum. Jesus goes to Jerusalem for the Jewish festival. Miraculous displays around the Sea of Galilee. Jesus raises up a widow, son, a name, journey to the Galilean region. He travels to Nazareth, where he is rejected. Preaching in Galilee. His journey to Caesarea Philippi. His ministry beyond the Jordan River, where he raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus' last trip toward Jerusalem. Jesus near Jerusalem. Jesus' triumph in Jerusalem. Jesus' last week in Jerusalem. Jesus cleanses the temple. Jesus visits Bethany. Jesus from the upper room to the Galilee. I want to let the church know that the devil, when you are marked, the devil will travel a long way to get you. Come on, I'm going to talk to you. So we're talking about Jesus Christ. We're talking about communion. We talk about what Jesus did for us that we might have the right to the tree of life. I want the church to know it's not uncommon that you praise God like you do, but you remember what God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but he has everlasting life. I'm living so I can live again. I'm praising God because I have a new home. Come on, I have a new home waiting on me. According to the word of God, he says, I go and prepare a place for you. And where I go, where I go, he will go. I'm preparing to go where Jesus is right now. I thank God for my sisters, Pastor Doctor. I thank God that verse 1 says, Saul, yes, reading, outstretching, and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Who are the disciples? He's not talking about the elders. He's not talking about the bishops. He's not talking about all the people that are titled. But disciples are, we're all disciples. We're all in training. We're learning every day more about God. We are disciples. Saul's threat and his anger was, I wanted to go after those true worshipers. He's not worried about those worshipers that don't know how to get their praise through, that don't know Jesus Christ. But he said, you give me the letter, I'll go back, and anyone that calls on his name. See, that's why the devil wants you so quiet in the church, because he knows that once you identify who you serve, you give him the letter. He knows when you call it on the name of God and you realize who you serve, the devil can't touch you. The word of God let me know that Saul traveled to the desert. Many Christians, the third that fled Jerusalem when persecution became after Stephen's death, seeking refuge in other cities and other countries, Saul tracked them down. See, the devil knows where you are. The devil tries to find you and to track you down. Okay, now, please don't wonder why you didn't want to do so much now. Why you didn't want to do so much power? I mean, God won't allow the devil to do nothing without his say so. The word of God said that the devil was going to and fro. God said, what are you doing? I'm going to and fro seeking who I may divide. Meaning that everybody is not in my will. Everybody going to leave on the sand. Joe said, yes, well, I'm not even rich. But guess what? Natural things is not my relationship with God. I can't enter the Lord
more than nothing. But when I was in sin,
oh, come on.
God here is doing something different. And when you look at the Jewish map of Damascus and Jerusalem, it was approximately 150 miles. In Syria to bring Christians back. He was so mad, he was willing to go across the sea. The devil would come all the way across hell. He would come to your job. He would come to your house. He would come into your family just to shut you up. But I want the church to know that how that God would know that he promised to be on this rock that he said, it should not be there to get to. I want the church to know that no matter what you come my way, I'm going to say it's that good. Whatever comes my way, I'm going to acknowledge. Yes. Then when you're God told me to let you know, stop worrying about the devil. Stop worrying about what folks are doing to you. But God said the devil is going to be a stepping stone. It's going to take you closer to where you need to be. And yeah. So every time you pray, God, use the scriptures and every time. The Lord of God tells us that if he be lifted up, then he'll draw. See, what's in the body of you? It's that when you sit down, you can't draw nothing. You can't come to church and just sit there and God to do something. You can't come to church and say, God, move. God, I don't know what to do for you. Why did you come from the inside? You don't need to see the praise to come and praise God on the inside. Because I like it to get you to say, when I preach, I'm the sinners of Jesus. It's a problem. It's a problem. When your relationship with God, it's a problem. When you think about how God thought you out, how God moves your body, how God turns things around, how God you might never make the place, God, because you know who the ship of the sin is, and God will already take it to all the places. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and do that. I'm going to bring God's people. I'm going to bring them up. I'm going to chain them up. And I'm going to lift them because of their reason. But I'm here to let you know that God has plans for the devil. See, once in a lifetime, trust me, let the devil. Trust me, let the enemy. Because you don't know what type of call God got on their life. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. God almost said something. He says, I'm going to get on those holy rollers. I'm going to get on those sanctified folks. I'm going to get on those that think they have everything in God. But Lord, but you give me permission. And I say, Father, all we got to do is this. I'm going to pray for that. And Paul got on his horse, and he got on whatever transportation it was. Hey! He was headed to take our people into captivity. But the Lord of God said, the Lord of God said, free is free indeed. No matter what fear of the devil could have come back to you, this is freedom of God. And his head. God met him in a spirit of what son and what that not your father is just me. See, what did God do to God to deal with the devil in your life? He put it down to the knee. God will put it on his back. Oh, hallelujah. God put him on his back and branded him and told him, look, guess what? You know how we do it with your mother. Not only am I going to change your name, see, what's in the body of this bishop? God can't use them because I pursue you in your own name. You got to go with it. Oh, come on. Oh. No, you know, I'm no longer a threat. I'm no longer a threat. I'm no longer a threat. The word of God says, I'm a new bishop. I'm not more alive to the sweet name. Oh, hallelujah.
You don't wonder how you get in the middle. He began to shine out the way out of Mary. And when his eyes speak, our eyes have to be open. As long as you are alone, you can't see that. We got too many humans shining out of our eyes and it's growing in them. But God has been filling your spiritual eyes. Filling your spiritual eyes. Filling your spiritual kindness.
I always say, the Holy Spirit is like a divining rod. Because it will tell you where the water is at, and it will also tell you where the Spirit is at. Because, see, the devil doesn't want you to find that water. He don't want you to find that well of water that never runs dry. I want the church to know one thing. Yes, you might be under attack. You might have a solid experience. But I want you to know that God is stronger than your soul. The key factor is this, that you don't have no problem without God lives with you. Only a man is very possessive that those that are calling on him. That's why you're not keeping the church. Well, that way ain't bothering me. Because you're not your flesh. You're not your spiritual life. Oh, come on. I'm not going to have any of that.
Come on.
doesn't matter if the man of God lay hands on you. You know, I admire Bishop Hatch. I admire Prophet Hatch. Not because of their position, but because of the anointing that they carry. Oh, please, I'm tired of being around people that ain't going nowhere. Amen. Guess what? I'm not going to have the things that he has. See, one thing about honor and material, man, but I believe that whatever God has for me is coming. I'm appreciating the hell what God's doing for others. Because I know what that kind of position is. Oh, Brother Mark, see, God is trying to position us in a place where he wants us to be. So when the blood falls down for our leader's table, I want to be there to catch it. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care how God's blessings, whatever falls from the manager's table, I want to be ready. I want to be right there to grab it. Don't follow you beside your leaders. As leaders, don't fall so far back behind your leaders. You got to follow close because you don't realize all the hell they go through. You see all the confusion that they have to deal with. See, you don't treat like you're doing on Sunday. You got to be around them and see how the devil's behind you here. God is positioning a song in your life that's trying to take out your anointing, to try to kill you in the spirit. But the people that were dispersed, sometimes the only thing you might only have is God. You might not have possible money that you had in here, and you ask God for a financial blessing. I'm here to let you know you're not going to receive that by word far off. But you got to follow close. Because whenever God decides to start moving that water, I want to be ready for somebody to put me in. Once I start spinning it, I want to jump right in it for myself. You know, I was watching you. Praise the Lord. After communion, if you took communion, everybody was just rejoicing and praising God. Did you feel the anointing that was in here? You did not want to stop. Because when you start thinking about what Jesus Christ has done for you, how he set you free, how he came into your life, no matter what you were doing, he loved you so that he cared so much. That he put his arms around you, and he helped you to pray. He told you not to give up. He told you not to commit suicide. He told you not to destroy your life. You prayed to God, because at one time you were at the point in your life, I'm going to kill myself. And on the side, still one thing you said, don't you give up. That's manifest. God didn't allow you to go through the hell that you're going through for nothing. You got to destroy what you're doing. brother man. The Lord means that you ain't got to force people to praise God. You ain't got to force people to stand up. You ain't got to force people to turn around. But if you're not going to turn around, you're not going to be the Lord. Meaning that I'm going to be free. I'm going to be who God has called me to be. And as a worshiper, how many worshipers I have in here? I'm a worshiper. The one that's been worshiping the glory of God. We know how to get to heaven. We know whatever he'll come home with us. We don't have to wait for the blood to come. Because we're already headed on that rock with the Jesus Christ. So everyone I know, church ain't right along. But guess what? I'm going to still be. I tell the church, you might not like me. You might not care for me. But I'm going over there. You need to tell that devil to try to pick him up and you ain't going nowhere. You thought you scared me off? No, you made me mad that I'm sick. I'm not scared you. Don't you sound like people are intimidating you in the church?
We need power to the
waters like? How do you believe that God has anointed you to pray? How do you believe that God has anointed you to pray? Purpose. The reason why God takes you out of yourself is because you're here at church. Because the longer we got in the flesh, our circumstances control us. That's why it's so hard to get people in tune with going on. It's because the flesh is beating them down. But people, you began to get into God. And when you begin to worship God, and when you begin to lay out before God, and when the Spirit begins to take you to another level, you forget all about your problems. You forget all about your situation. You forget all about your story. God is going to pay you a call to problem. Because when I don't want you to pray, I want you to teach you to love God as your problem. That's why it's always said, turn it over to Jesus. That problem that I have, that I could not see as God. I tried.
Thank you.
with you, I'm not going to leave here the same way I came. I'm going to leave here with my promise. I'm going to leave here what God said he's going to do. Before I go any further,
we ask you to come.
We come before you right now.
Thank you. go ahead and let you go. We're going to walk off a couple more minutes, just making sure that everything that should have been spoken was spoken into your life. Let me see that. Here. Let us say amen to the word of God. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Okay. All right. Beautiful. All right. Amen. One more time. How many really enjoy the word of the Lord? Came from Bishop Harvell. It was phenomenal. Talk, we started out talking about the planned attack. We are, how we are planned. The enemy plans the attack. It starts with temptation. Talked about the mark that the enemy has when he notices, and the anointing on your life that draws the enemy to you, and how the anointing will back the devil off. That's awesome. Amen. You need to know, ask somebody, how anointed are you? Because this anointing is going to back the devil off of you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, what a powerful, powerful word you brought forth today. It just was really, he said so many wonderful things. He talked about the water and if everything, that the thing almost would try to destroy you, you made, how the enemy make you mad enough. Amen. How many is mad enough to tell the devil that enough is enough? Amen. They didn't want to say a good girl, go away. Because you pushed me, you made me fight. And I'm not fighting in the natural, I'm fighting the spirit. You got to get to a place where you say, devil, you can't have my family, you can't have my children, you can't have my life, you can't have my church, you can't have my world, you can't have my business, you can't have my habits, you can't have my atmosphere, you just can't have it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give God praise, put your hands together, because we are getting hurt in Africa. God is going to get out right now. God, thank you once again, because they know we are here. We can now pray for those that have heard the word today. We pray that you heard the word that was going to shake across the world. Let us share in life. Hallelujah. Be like on somebody. We bless Africa. We bless Australia. We bless Canada. We bless Europe. We bless reminding us that there's some books in the back. Ladies and gentlemen, you should not leave here. Well, I feel somebody back there on the break. Hallelujah. good listening and action. I'm going to ask you to do something for Sister Pattis. Of course, you all know that Sister Pattis is leaving us. But we were thankful for all of the great work and the blessings she's been to us. So for you that didn't have an opportunity to thank her and love her, be sure to hug on her in the back. And let's give her a hand for all of the great things that she's been to us. We love you, you know, we wish you to find a husband that followed you here, and so that he wouldn't let you go. But you know, because you see some things happening in the South, don't worry, we will come too. Amen, amen. We like Atlanta, so we'll be coming to visit her. Now, I need you to know that there's some food in the basement. And in the basement, there's spaghetti and things like sauce, canned foods, all kinds, everything that is down there, though it's free. And one of the things that's getting ready to happen in this ministry is that God will keep connecting us with people that want to bless us with food. And we want our food people blessed in our area. And so I just connected with a gentleman that's going to bless us. He said every Friday we'll have chickens and he said corned beef and all kind of stuff. And so if he bring it to us, we'll bring it to you. Amen. We want to be able to. What I want you to do is, if you are here and we haven't seen you in a while, we will update everything, all of our information. Please, ladies and gentlemen, do this for me. I want you to leave your phone, your emails, all of your phone numbers. We need to update some things. Because when we need to find you, we can't find you. And that's not good. Amen. And when you're in trouble or something's going on, we're not familiar with where you are. But if today you'll say, this is my address, this is my email, this is my information, this is how you find me, and then put another phone number or email where if you didn't get it, somebody else would, and be able to connect us to you. That's important. So things are downstairs for you. The follow-up team, will you give me at least 10 minutes with you, because we want to be able to handle that properly. And you need to know, is this flyer, this is a good job, is this flyer, you have more than the back? Okay. All right, but we have an outdoor bazaar that's getting ready to happen, and it's going to be at the corner in the area of People and Ward, right at Sorrento. And if you are a vendor and would like to be one, it is so reasonable, it's crazy, like $30. And so for $30, you could be a vendor where hundreds, maybe at least 100, 50, 100 vendors will be joining, and then there will be food purchased and all kinds of things. We're going to do that the entire month of September. So in Detroit, if you find your way there, there's you did a really good job. Whoever helped you or you guys got it together, they've made it happen for us, and we're appreciative because we have to make things happen. Amen? We are excited about this message. We're excited about the new business that God has released us to do. And on Wednesday, Bishop has allowed us to say that if you touch somebody and say, you will never be well off working for other folks. You need your own business. You need some kind of strength. I'm not telling you to quit your job. Don't do that. But get you another strength. I'm telling you to get another strength. And we are moving so fast. I almost feel sorry for the ones that get to that and will not move forward with this, because trillions of dollars. Millions and trillions of dollars are going to be released to America, and we have found the door for that and the funnel. And on Wednesday, Bishop said from 6:30 to 8, 7:30 or to 8, you'll be able to be familiar or in this training. So he's not only allowed us to do it in Detroit, we're doing it here. That's awesome, because we don't want you to have to live from check to check. We're going to show you how to live another way. Amen. And so since we found it, when we find something, we try to bless our people every time. And we'd like our entire church to be hooked up with it.
because I see leaders that see it from the top connecting. They're dealing with these billionaires, and they're talking and telling them what to get ready to come down the pipe. You know, somebody said the money is getting ready to come down the pipe. And I don't want you to miss it. So now Wednesday, I'm sure that if you are connected in this business with us, and you're here on Wednesday from 6:30 until 7:30 or 8, they're going to say whoever is brought, if you bring them, they'll be very evil. But if it's the church and those that begin to sign up, we will share those people. We should share them properly. And if you sign up, let's just say if we have 5 people in here that's part of this already, and we have 20 people sign up, we will take those 20 and divide them equally and properly. That would be the only way to do it, wouldn't it? Not just under me.
I'm sorry. God, an awesome service. Let me say what God did on put in my spirit our last thing Friday. In 17 months, a lot of you are going to be multimillionaires. We did the numbers, and everybody was crying. Barack Obama co-signed.
Did y'all been hearing Barack talk about going green? Have you heard? Obama is talking about going green and the lighting, and they have endorsed our business. And we are the best number one business in the whole country. Join hands with somebody in the religion. As long as also, we ain't gonna worry about that. We ain't gonna talk about that. We're just saying for a few minutes, come on, join hands. Come on, baby. We know that we'll be seeing Super Pat more. Her family going through, some of her family members are under attack physically. And we know that God has used her to do some wonderful things. Some of the things that we've done in the order of creativity, we couldn't have done it without Sister Pat. But we know that God will allow her to come back and forth. And we're going to pray for her even now. For faith, travel, for everything being put in place in order for you in the name of Jesus. And so for some reason or another, I see you on your knee. I see you on your knee. Just kneel. Just kneel right here. Covering of the blood. Because we know that God is going to do things and just let it happen for no reason. His will must be done. And we decided to say every time, yes to your will. Lord, we thank you for so many things that this vessel has done in this ministry. So many times she stood and backed it, even financially, when others didn't know. When others didn't know that she was just, even as a person working for ministry, would back off and take nothing, sometimes for weeks. Weeks and weeks, and wouldn't say a word to nobody, just covering ministry. So we know that there's some things you can do for her to prove that you can't beat me yet, because I know we can't beat you. We don't even want to try. But God manifests in her life everything she has a desire to see come, her children, family. Her other children that I know will follow soon. I'm looking at something as a business that will come together as a family business. I know you're going to touch it. I see a family business and I see a building. I truly see a family business. And Lord, I ask that you would allow even the church to have a hookup with this one, because this one will expand. This will spread out. This will be more than one building. It'll spread. It'll go over anything that you want to drop on. It's perfect. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, I'm expanding
in high presence. In Jesus' name, we thank you for covering her, keeping her grandchildren and children. Cause her to be humble, multiply, financially, spiritually, and naturally. In Jesus' name. Take her from this place, but not from your presence. Be so careful to give you great honor and glory in the name of Jesus. I want you to find it in people and put your arms around her because we're family.